turn our attention to burglary. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They give us instant access to the world of friends, family, even total strangers, and a chance for us to show off. But they could also make us prey to burglars, according to Surrey Police. The force is urging us not to tell the online world when we're heading off to the sunshine or splashing out on pricey new purchases on social media, as it may prove just too inviting to criminals.
Crime statistics just out show a 10% rise in domestic burglaries in Surrey. Well, I've been speaking to Sergeant Lisa Betchley about two elderly ladies who were victims.
Sadly, somebody gained access to their homes. They've gone in through the back garden, carried out an untidy search, which is awful, you know, breaking in alone, but leaving someone's home in a state when they've got to find it. And they've taken cash and jewellery from their bedrooms, which I think just adds to the intrusion. You know, it's bad enough someone coming into your home, invading your own personal space and your privacy, but then your bedroom as well. It's just, especially when you live alone, and makes you feel even more vulnerable. So it's a really horrible situation.
It can have a real impact, can't it, on victims?
Yeah, it's the total invasion of your privacy, the one place that you should be secure, you should feel safe. For someone to go in there is just absolutely terrible, and it has such an impact on people long term and just how they feel in their own homes.
So you're using this as an example and sort of sending a message to others to try and help them. What advice would you give?
Well, we're getting into now, the weather's getting nicer, we will have longer days. People even just popping out into the garden, back or front, leaving windows open, leaving doors open. Want to get air in the house, enjoy the nicer weather, but even just being in the garden, we really do advise keep your windows and doors shut and locked, and just prevent anyone having the opportunity to enter your home and take anything.
I mean, that's your sort of your basic home advice as well. Yeah. But I know social media's come into all of our lives for the good and the bad. And actually, many of us post sort of things that maybe we don't realise might be inviting burglars into our home.
Yeah, the range of social media now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, it's a way of life now. People put everything on there sometimes. And what a lot of people don't realise is it's letting people, giving an insight into what's in your home, where you are. You know, if you're showing off your latest buy, lovely, enjoy it, but what are you showing to someone else? Likewise, if you're on your holidays, what you're really doing is advertising to people that you're not there. Geotagging on social media, if you haven't set your settings to turn that off, can let people know exactly where you're tweeting from, Facebooking from, and it does leave you vulnerable to people knowing you're not at home and that your home may be a target for them.
So what should we do then? If you're going on holiday, I'm guessing you shouldn't tell everybody that you're going on Facebook.
Yep, don't put your times of your flights, who you're flying with, while you're sitting at the airport. Obviously, when you come back, you want to share your lovely time with your friends, family, but do it when you're back home, you're in the property, and it's safe. Don't give anyone the opportunity to know you're not there.
So if we are on holiday then, for example, is there things that we can do to protect our houses when we're not there?
Yeah, so look into things like CCTV, light time switches that you can activate so it looks like people are in at different times of the day. Trusted neighbours, family who you can rely on to go into the property, turn lights on, open curtains, put out bins on what the regular days are, anything that just gives the opportunity to look like someone is at the property, is taking an interest in the property, and that it's not being left all to itself.
We started this by talking about the elderly ladies that were burgled. How are they?
Yeah, they're both getting the support, their family and friends. Obviously, the neighbourhood team are reassuring patrols in the area, and Surrey Police is obviously always looking to target burglary and directing our resources to that.
That's Sergeant Lisa Betchley there from Epsom and Yule Neighbourhood Policing Team.